greatest star. I am by far, but no one knows it.
The North Bay's spring season of onstage blockbusters, which kicked off last weekend with Rona Park's monster hit Young Frankenstein, has another massive musical production leading the way into summer. But unlike Young Frankenstein, unlike Singin' in the Rain opening next month at 6th Street Playhouse, unlike Shrek the Musical opening next month too at the JC Summer Repertory Theater, the show that opened at the Napa Valley Opera House last weekend is not based on a hit movie. On the contrary, a star-making hit movie from 1968 was based on it. It's Funny Girl, the show that made Barbra Streisand a superstar. With sensational music by Jewel Stein and lyrics by Bob Merrill, Funny Girl has not been performed on stage much in the last couple of decades, primarily because it's such a big show and not a cheap one to produce. But there are few actresses on the musical stage today who do not cite Funny Girl as one of the childhood inspirations that made them want to sing and dance on stage. Those star-struck little girls include Napa's Taylor Bartolucci, who recalls dancing through her house singing those songs, I Am the Greatest Star, Don't Rain on My Parade, People, dreaming of the day when she'd get to sing those songs on stage in her very own production of Funny Girl. Cue Lucky Penny Theater, which has pulled out all the stops to bring that dream to life for Bartolucci and a generation of theater fans who've had to wait a very long time to see this show brought back to life. Directed by Barry Martin, with an emphasis on the roiling emotions beneath the glitter, the production makes first-rate use of the elegant Napa Valley Opera House. Funny Girl is an old-fashioned tale of theater in the 1920s, and the experience of watching it gets a boost from it taking place in a historic theater like the Opera House. Funny Girl is the story of pioneering comedian Fanny Brice, whose love life never matched her onstage success, and it features some of the most enduring songs ever written for the stage. In showcasing Brice's career as a headliner with the famously glitzy Ziegfeld Follies, the play has plenty of tap dancing, showgirl feathering, tuxedo tenor singing glamour with lots of opulent ear and eye candy.
Don't tell me not to live, just sit and putter. Life's candy and the sun's a ball of butter. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade. Don't tell me not to fly, I simply got...
As Fanny's dancer BFF Eddie, Anthony Martinez is superb in this production, one of his best performances to date. And James D. Sasser from Broadway, as Fanny's gambling heartthrob Nick, is spot on, classy and cool with just a touch of the con man. The supporting chorus is first rate as well, dancing and singing through a series of costume changes that keep the dazzle going nonstop, despite the occasional off-key blast from an otherwise energetic live orchestra. But ultimately, it's Taylor Bartolucci's jaw-dropping, heartbreaking performance as Fanny Brice that supercharges this show. Not only can she belt a song, she never lets us forget the insecure little girl beneath the rising Broadway superstar, the funny lady who wants nothing more than to love and be loved and ends up making all her dreams come true except one. This is the best kind of Broadway musical, one with as much heart and humanity as glamour and spectacle. It's easily one of the best, most memorable shows of the year. Funny Girl runs Friday through Sunday through May 19th at the Napa Valley Opera House. Info at luckypennynapa.com.
Hey, Mr. Onstein, here I am.
I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.